A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thank you for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Adrian Chu, the career strategist, founder at Career Agility International, author of Career Crossroads. He talks about careers every week here on Money FM. Good to see you, Adrian.
Oh, happy to be back.
All right. I love the subject this week, and it's something that made me think, you know, five ways to enhance your executive presence. Because to be honest, Adrian, I think being the person I am and doing the job that I have done, I didn't really think about this a lot, being a content person, broadcaster, journalist. I was always about getting the story and following up on a lead. And it wasn't until later in my career that I thought about enhancing my executive presence. But this is something that can really be the difference between getting that big promotion and not getting it.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the whole idea about executive presence is that you must be able to inspire trust and confidence from your peers as well as your bosses to be able to entrust you with bigger roles, bigger responsibilities. And if you don't manage that element of your career properly, you're in trouble, because then you will never get people to just start thinking, hey, I don't think he's ready for this.
Exactly. Very good point. So as usual, you've given five tips, five ways to enhance your executive presence with Adrian Chu. The first one is understand what executive presence really is and why it's important. Now, we've touched on this already, but say something more about it.
Yeah, so executive presence is defined as the ability to inspire trust and confidence with the people around you, so that they have a good impression of you, that they know that you're able to manage bigger things and that you're able to handle bigger roles and bigger responsibilities. So a lot of times, in fact, research has shown that when it comes to evaluating a person, a manager or an executive for a bigger role, the senior guys who are making the decisions typically weigh very heavily on your executive presence. In fact, it's been shown close to about 60 to 70% of the decision boils down to whether or not this person has an executive presence. So it's important, because when I was a young guy, when my first job in Shell, one of my mentors actually told me, he said, whatever it is, you have to give the impression that you are in charge of things, because if you are not managing your impressions and your branding with the organization, you'll never get a promotion.
Yeah, it's very true. You got to have that feeling that you're in control. I remember my first boss in newspapers was a guy called Ian Frickberg. He's dead now, sadly. This is a long time ago, almost 40 years ago. And he was a very quiet ex-rugby player, but he had this kind of presence about him that I trusted and everyone trusted, because he was big. He was kind of cuddly in some ways, but he had this calmness about him and this authority. He didn't have to demand it. It was just there.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, a lot of people ask me, so what exactly is executive presence? Can you give me an example? And what of a person who has and a person who doesn't? So one of my favorite examples is you look at Barack Obama, President Barack Obama. You know, when he walks into a room, he doesn't need to say anything at all. He walks, you feel him, you want to listen, and you know, you go, wow, you know, this guy, right? On the flip side, oh no, we are going to that place again. If you look at the current president of the United States, not saying anything negative about him, but no one's taking him seriously. And I guess it's part of the branding which he has curated from a very, 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 very long time ago. So, the horrible video that was of him walking up this Air Force One staircase with the toilet paper stuck on his shoe.
Yes.
Yeah, that is not executive presence, unfortunately. So it's challenging, but that's the impact that executive presence has on your career, because if you are managing it well and you're executing it well, people want to believe you. People want to follow your lead.
Okay, five ways to enhance your executive presence with Adrian Chu, the career strategist. Point number two, composure. How do you carry yourself? Does it say, trust me, or just kidding?
Yeah, I know. So a lot of times it's our composure, how we carry ourselves in the office and even outside the office. So, you know, in the normal course of things at a workplace, sometimes a little mini crisis happens. And whether or not you respond emotionally, like, oh no, and they start blaming people, or are you calm about it and you're cool about it and you start saying, okay, let's solve this. So a lot of times your composure is important when you're talking about enhancing your executive presence. So when you talk about managing crisis, when you talk about even small things, you just want to make sure that you're calm, collected. And one interesting story is that when I was much younger in my career as well, I received interesting feedback from one of my mentors. And he told me, he said, hey, Adrian, you have to stop joking around too much and laughing too much. Okay, because the senior managers are not taking you seriously. They think you're a funny guy. They think you're a nice guy, get your stuff done. But you know, you're not commanding the respect of the troops. And I said, no, but I'm just hanging out and gelling with the troops as well. So they said, no, no, you have to be able to relate to the troops, yeah, but you have to show a certain degree of composure, of leadership, of executive presence to the senior management before they can take you seriously. So that was something I learned very early on in my career.
Very good advice from that boss. I hope you took it on board.
Oh, yeah, I did. But I still laugh and joke around a lot. Just not in front of the senior guys.
Sure. Okay, five ways to enhance your executive presence with Adrian Chu, the career strategist and founder at Career Agility International. Point number three, communicate clearly. Take note of your speech and writing. Notice how I'm enunciating very clearly now.
That is excellent, Jason. But I think it's something which typically is an affliction that hits a lot of Singaporeans. Because a lot of times we are very comfortable speaking Singlish among each other, among ourselves. But can you imagine writing an email to the CEO in the US or in the UK saying, it's okay lah, stuff like that. So you have to be very mindful of your speech and your clarity and make sure that whatever you say is clear. And in terms of articulation, make sure that you come across as someone who's reasoned, who is thinking things through and not wishy-washy or not flip-flopping. In terms of communication style, even emails, like for me personally, when I send an email, even to a client who's a very old friend of mine, I never send him emails saying, hey, bro, how are you?
Yes.
Because you never know he's going to forward that to his CEO. And suddenly they go, oh, no. So I'm very particular about what I write, how I write. Even right down to SMSs and, okay, no one uses SMSs nowadays. But, okay, WhatsApp messages. I'm quite OCD about it. So I do not use short forms. You will never see me write tomorrow as TMR or see you later as CULTR. No, it's to me that smacks of laziness. And then I saw a funny, interesting meme on the internet saying that I wonder how many minutes a person saves.
Yes.
Just typing like that. And then I think it lacks executive presence when you send a message like that to a colleague or into a boss.
True.
So it's I say you have to maintain and manage your image, and taking shortcuts like that, I don't think it helps much.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Singaporean business leaders, if they want to become regional and international leaders, they've got to really translate their language and their behavior into that international stage, because otherwise then they'll just be tainted as someone that is only good for local market.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, a lot of times, being in the headhunting business for 15 years, a lot of times I get feedback from my US or UK-based clients. They're saying that this guy feels too local. I've had a negative word thrown around once for one of my clients. He was a really good leader, one of my candidates. He was a really good leader. But my client, a US-based guy from a huge MNC, he said, this guy feels very provincial. Ouch, that's not a very nice word to use. But he says, that was a nice word of saying this guy's a bit too local.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, it's sad when you, and I've been in Singapore almost two decades, as you know, and you see outstanding Singaporean talent being overlooked, and maybe someone will come in from Thailand or Philippines because they've got more of that international education or whatever.
Yes.
And they maybe got the English that's at that kind of international level. And and quite often these people who come in aren't any better. In fact, they're often worse than the Singaporeans, but because they have that presentation skill. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's right. That's why a lot of times it's impressions. And you know what they say about impressions? It's basically, it's all about perception, not reality.
Correct.
So even if in front of my bosses or in front of my peers, I speak very, very clearly and everything. And in fact, not just in terms of speech and behavior. Executive presence also involves a fair bit of dressing up as well.
Yeah.
So unless you're working in a dot-com, and you turn up in a t-shirt and shorts and slippers and everything, I think that's fine. But if the culture of the organization is one where everyone dresses up, then you have to take it seriously. Otherwise, no one will take you seriously.
Very good point. Point number four, five ways to enhance your executive presence with Adrian Chu, founder at Career Agility International. Confidence, and this is really flowing on from what you just said, even if you have to fake it until you make it, you've got to act act as if, as they say.
Yeah, that's right. So as I said earlier, right, it's about perception, not reality. Mm. So even if someone tells you, hey, the office is on fire or something like that, you know, you don't go running straight for the exit, right? You got to stay cool.
Yeah.
Stay cool, you know, say, okay, fine, let's take it under control. So you must have the confidence in your behavior, in your actions. Because remember, executive presence is all about getting people to have confidence in you.
Mm.
And if you don't show confidence in yourself, people will start leaving you and start running away for the exit itself, not listening to your leadership. So a lot of times, you need to have that degree of confidence. One of the areas which one of my mentors once told me is that, you know, how do you fake that confidence, or how do you have that confidence? Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of times being able to control the space between stimuli and response.
Correct.
So when someone says something, that's a stimulus, right? Like, hey, all your entire top management has resigned.
Mm.
And you, instead of going straight away, like, oh no, we're all going to die. Right? Put some space in between, figure out what you're going to do next.
Mm.
Yeah, and then figure out what you want to do. And then you act on it, your response. But if you put some time in between, and then that will give you more confidence.
Very, very true. Okay, point number 5. Consistency, having a professional brand and being consistent in your actions and messaging around it.
Yeah. So one of the things as well, your executive presence is your personal brand, it's your professional brand. You want to have a certain degree of congruency in it. I mean, if my professional brand is I'm a confident and very strategic leader, and when I go for senior management meetings, I want to convey that. But then again, when I send out follow-up emails to these leaders and I start speaking in bad English, so it's just not consistent. Mm. It will damage your brand.
Yes.
So you need to figure out what your branding is. And whatever you do, you have to be consistent.
Yes.
Aligned.
Yeah, that's very true, because I think, you know, even in my area of working in media and content, you've got a particular style that you stick to.
Yeah.
You know, you work out this is what how we explain this, this is how we refer to that. And you've got to have that consistency. It's like a style guide for your behavior.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you can have different styles, like what you said, style guide. You can have different styles, but as long as the style is consistent. So when I speak to my UK or US based colleagues or bosses, I always speak very rather nice English like this.
Yes.
Yeah, but when I speak to my office lady or the aunties, I break into Singlish lah. So it's okay, you see, as long as it's consistent.
Mm.
And I feel that's good from a being genuine standpoint as well.
Sure. And I mean, even Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said it's okay to go back and forth between Singlish and higher English, you know, depending on the situation you're in.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we teach our kids that as well. But what's really important is that you must be aware of what your brand is saying, and you must stick to that message and basically do not deviate from that. Otherwise, if you're inconsistent, people will just stick to the lower of the two.
Lower value.
Yeah, that's right. Just like bargaining, right?
Exactly. All right, 5 ways to enhance your executive presence with Adrian Chu. First one is understand what executive presence really is and why it's important. Number 2, composure. Number 3, communicate clearly. Number 4, confidence. And number 5, consistency. Okay, that's yours. But when we come back, Adrian, I'll give you my input, my 5 ways to enhance your executive presence. And maybe we'll come up with a war story or 2 or 3.
Always happy to hear that.
All right, coming up right here on Money FM 89.3.